It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. It's been months since federal agents found $90,000 in a congressman's freezer. Now we know more of the story. Democrat William Jefferson of Louisiana has been indicted. Here's NPR's Peter Overby.
Federal agents have been investigating Jefferson for more than 2 years. Two businessmen have admitted arranging to bribe him. They're both in prison. One of them is a former aide to Jefferson. A businesswoman who was introduced to Jefferson went to the FBI and agreed to wear a wire. Yesterday, U.S. Attorney Chuck Rosenberg recounted what the indictment says about one of her meetings with the congressman.
Mr. Jefferson solicited a bribe while in a congressional dining room in Washington, D.C. During that meeting, Mr. Jefferson asked a cooperating witness for a 5 to 7% share of a company that the cooperating witness controlled. That share of that company was to go to a member of Mr. Jefferson's family.
The indictment says that later, Jefferson had the businesswoman give him $100,000. He said he needed to bribe a Nigerian government official for her. According to the indictment, he put most of the money in his freezer instead. The indictment alleges a complex scheme of bribes and influence spanning the U.S. and several African nations. It has 16 felony counts and 94 pages. A lengthy and creative indictment, defense attorney Robert Trout called it. He accused the FBI of using the cooperating witness to sting Jefferson.
They decided that it was an opportunity on their part to bring down a congressman. They get excited about that. In this particular case, they picked the wrong congressman and they picked the wrong facts.
Trout said Jefferson is not guilty and won't cut a plea deal. On Capitol Hill, the indictment touched off more dueling over congressional ethics. House Republican leader John Boehner vowed to force a floor vote today on sending the indictment to the Ethics Committee. Boehner would give the committee 30 days to investigate and decide whether the House should expel Jefferson. Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the charges against Jefferson, if true, would be an egregious and unacceptable abuse of the public trust. Her office said the Ethics Committee may start investigating Jefferson again without Boehner's resolution. Democrats are likely to take away Jefferson's last remaining committee assignment later this week. He's due in court on Friday. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.